face a $31 million bond measure decision. The Bend Parks Board meets tonight in part to discuss whether they'll put the idea up for a vote. Board member Dallas Brown says there are many possibilities for that $31 million request.
Improvements to the Colorado Dam Bridge. We want to put an area in there for safe passage through a waterway there. It could potentially go towards funding a recreation center. It could go towards cleaning up the siltation problem in Mir Pond. We haven't decided, you know, any particulars on what would be on the bond. We're just looking at the possibility of having a bond.
A recent phone survey of about 400 potential voters showed they were somewhat ambivalent about a bond measure, but grew more supportive when they heard details about how the money would be used. The district says it would cost less than $50 a year for the average homeowner in Central Oregon. Guests at Pronghorn Resort have been paying a fee incorrectly labeled as a county tax. An article in the Bulletin says the resort was charging guests at a 10% county tax rate, but the county tourism tax rate is only 7%. County Commissioner Tammy Bainey discovered the discrepancy when she stayed there recently. Resort officials say the local homeowners association levied the 3% fee for use of the resort's bicycle paths and pools. They say it was inadvertently mislabeled, but has since been corrected. The president of Central Oregon Community College says lottery bond funds will help math and science students in Redmond and continue to make that campus a big part of economic development in Central Oregon.
That will literally be the first building that visitors to Central Oregon see as they exit the airport. We're really putting a lot of flexible design into that facility so that it can shift to teaching in new technologies in the future whose names, frankly, we may not even know today.
Jim Middleton says EDCO leaders believe the Redmond facility is an important piece in drawing new companies to the area, especially those in the high-tech industry. State lawmakers just put COCC high on a lottery bond priority list. A candidate for a statewide office is in Bend today. Senator Bruce Starr is running for state labor commissioner. He's the featured speaker at tonight's Deschutes County Republican Central Committee meeting.
I come to the office with a private sector background, having been a business owner myself. My opponent's background is one of being a civil rights attorney. And I think that that makes a difference about how you look at issues. I understand the challenges that businessmen and women are facing in our state. You know, when some bureaucrat in Salem has a grandiose idea, and it turns into a new regulation.
Incumbent Brad Avakian has held the position since 2008. Tonight's meeting is at 7 o'clock at the Bend Shiloh Inn. Illinois Republicans go to the polls today to vote in their presidential primary. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer talked with some local Republicans about the ongoing race.
John Filo with the Deschutes County Republicans has no problem with their race going on for a while. He feels it's good for the party.
I don't believe any of the candidates are being hurt by this pride. I really think it's to the American people's benefit to keep listening and see how these folks do perform, because once the primaries are over and the Republican candidate is finalized, they're going to have to be on the top of their game to be able to confront the Obama campaign, which will probably be a lot more brutal than the Republican one.
The latest polls have Romney up 4 to 15 points in Illinois. 69 delegates are up for grabs in the state. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Gasoline prices are up 2 cents a gallon in Oregon and Washington over the last week. Oregon's average is just below $4 a gallon, while Washington's is slightly higher.
Washington State is eighth most expensive, up from ninth last week at $4.01 a gallon. That's an increase of 3 cents for the week. Oregon's statewide average is ninth most expensive, down from eighth last week.
Marie Dodds at AAA says prices in both states could rise to near $4.35 a gallon this summer. And most Oregon state offices will be closed this coming Friday because of budget cutbacks. The furlough day is the third of 10 scheduled during the state's two-year budget. The furlough days do not apply to public safety agencies such as the state police and prison systems. The Department of Motor Vehicles says days before and after furlough days tend to be very busy, so they urge people either to try to do business online or avoid those days for in-person work. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at kbnd.com. Next local newscast coming up at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110. KBND, depend on us.